Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Video Royale sale is coming up July 28th through August 1st, followed by the Bighorn Classic sale. To consign to the Bighorn Classic, cattle need to be cataloged by August 1st and videos need to be submitted by August 8th. Again, August 1st for the catalog and August 8th for the videos to consign to the Bighorn Classic sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. Sale results, deadlines, and upcoming sale information available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. Selling cattle the superior way.
Ranchchannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? Ranchchannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on ranchchannel.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
According to nationaldaycalendar.com and our good buddy Marlo Anderson, today is National Hammock Day, or hammock, however you want to pronounce it. I personally really enjoy them to relax in. I've never been able to fall asleep in one. I've never been able to take a nap in one. I've never been able to sleep overnight in one.
I can sleep in one. I have slept overnight in one. But here's my issue with a hammock, okay? Or however we are supposed
hammock
to say
or
it,
hammock,
depending on
depending
what part,
upon, yeah, where you're from.
Where you're from in the country. But they are so tricky to get in and out of. I mean, that should almost be like its own day in itself, like who's been flipped out of a hammock before.
If they're bigger, though, if they're really big and wide, those that people will make themselves out of rope, you know? They're tricky because those will, and they'll flip you upside down.
Yeah, that's the type I slept on.
And if it's like more of the camping kind, it's more of a cocoon and it kind of cradles you. So you straddle it and just kind of lay into the thing.
I know, but I found myself, because I know I've owned a couple of them over the years and I'm all excited. I get it set up and then I use it like once and that's it.
Right. And it just kind of hangs with the kids, play on it or something like that.
Right.
But if you're trying to sleep in one overnight, and they're hard to get in and out of. What if you got to go up in the middle of the night and go potty? I mean, that's really hard. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. It happens.
It does.
At our age, anyway.